The next presentation is about response of raffia hawkeri to nitrogen and potassium fertilizer in freshwater swamp environment at Nigeria.
Good morning, everyone. We have been talking about arable crops. Last year, I presented something on raffia palm. We've been looking at raffia palm in the Research Institute for quite some time now. We've been working on raffia palm and other palms. Raffia palm is very important in this ecological zone, and it is one of the mandate crops of the Institute. So I am the leading investigator, and I have other people who are working with me, Imoge, A.E., Uba, Udose. So the work was carried out by everyone, but I'm presenting it on behalf of every one of us. Raffia palm, it grows in the wild, and we're also trying to see how to domesticate it. And raffia palm is a very useful crop. I think for those who were here last year when I presented something on the nursery work, we got some results as regards to nutrient uptake, nutrient distribution, and other things. But that was in the nursery. But this one, we're doing a lot of studies, so looking at various nutrients. Potassium is a very important crop to raffia. Nitrogen is also a very important crop to raffia. And phosphorus. But this time we are looking at the combination of nitrogen and phosphorus. Well, that's how raffia palm looks like. The young seedling that is there in the nursery on my left, and also the mature palm in the field. Also, the next slide shows us the raffia palm that is flowering. You see all those long, long things that are dangling from the top of the plant are flowers, and they are used for different kinds of purposes. So what was the major reason why we try to look at this combination of nutrients, even though we know that other nutrients are also very important? We see that the requirements of these nutrients have not been really established on the field in the nursery years, but in the field, the requirements have not really been established. And available literature that shows what the nursery requirements are, we cannot compare with what we have on the field. So we do nursery work field work to probably validate what we have in the nursery or what we have obtained from the nursery. So the major objective was to investigate the yield response of raffia palm to nitrogen and potassium fertilizers with a view to establish the optimal fertilizer rate for raffia hawkeri production. The study was conducted in one of the research stations. Like I said, we have other research stations, but this is one of the research stations. Work are also going on in the other research station. And that's Nwebum, the location of Nwebum in Nigeria. And the factors that we considered were fitted into the randomized block. And what are the factors? The treatment included two factors, namely nitrogen at four levels, zero level, 0.5 kilogram per pound per year. This is quite different from arable crops now. So we apply per kilogram per pound per year. And then potassium, four levels also, 0, 0.5, 1.0, and 2 kilograms per year. What are the data we collected? Because there are certain things that are interesting to us when you're looking at raffia palm. The data we collected were the number of flowered plants. This is very important because the amount of flower we find in the plant gives us an indication of what the yield is going to be. Then the percentage of flowering palms that we looked at, then the number of green front cut to assess tapping of the palm for wine. Udom 2008, sometimes working on palm, made us to know that the number of green fronts that you have that you can cut at the time of tapping is very, very essential. It's very, very essential for palm production. And the number of spadices opened at tapping. And the spadices, like I showed us, the mature plant, the spadices are on top. The spadices are where you open for the palm to begin to flow. And then the palm wine yield. how much palm wine yield we can get per year. We took that into consideration. The data were collected between 2010 and 2013. And these data were subjected to statistical analysis using GenSat. And the significant means were separated using Duncan multiple rate test and also Steele and Torrey method at 5% probability. What are the results we got? Remember, we are combining nitrogen and phosphorus. So, but majorly, where no fertilizer is applied at all, is quite different from where fertilizer were applied. And that is our major interest. When the palm doesn't receive fertilizer at all, what happens? And when it receives fertilizer, what happens? So in this first table, we try to look at the potassium fertilizer and number of flowered plants. And we saw that even though when you look at the table, 1.0 kilogram per plant per year of nitrogen and 1.0 kilogram potassium per plant per plant per year, that gave the highest yield. But if you look at that table again, you say, oh, probably there is no significant difference. But that interaction, that combination gives us a kind of understanding that could probably give us a better number of flowered plants with that combination. Then we also looked at, like I said, all the parameters we looked at, the green leaf, early leaf, green cord, and also 1.0 nitrogen kilo per min, 1.0 kilogram per pound per year of nitrogen combined with 1.0 kilogram per pound per nitrogen per year also gave us something substantial, which is quite significant from where there is no fertilizer at all. Then the next table tells us about the number of spadices that are open, that tapping. From the result, we also got the 1.0 kilogram per pound per year of nitrogen combined with 1.0 kilogram per pound per potassium per minute per year of potassium also gave about a good yield than the others. Then we try to put a pictorial figure to show the flowering percentage. Flowering percentage means a lot in raffia palm production, like I said earlier on. And as you look at that graph, you also find that the percentage, the combination of 1 kilogram nitrogen per palm per year and 1 kilogram of nitrogen, of potassium per palm per year also gave us the highest number of percentage of flowered, about 88%. 88% of plants flowered, which is also a very good indicator for us as farmers who are working with raffia palm. Then, the other pictorial table, the other pictorial also show the effect of nitrogen bar chart, effect of nitrogen and potassium fertilizer on duration of tapping. One thing that we need to know that is significant is that raffia palm matures at 6 years. And many people may not be able to wait for this gestation period. The amount of tapping we're able to get before the plant flowers and dies is very, very important to us. So we also found out that 1 kilogram per palm per year of nitrogen combined with 1 kilogram of potassium per palm per year gave us the highest amount of, the number of duration number of tapping per year, which was 97.6%. And that was the tapping duration. That combination also gave us the best. Then we looked at the palm wine yield, because this is also the one good thing we look out in raffia palm. How much of palm wine can you get looking at all the parameters we have talked about? If the yield at the end of the day does not justify what you have done, what's the point? And at the end of the day, the combination again of 1 kilogram nitrogen per pound per year with 1 kilogram potassium per palm per year gave us the highest amount of palm wine we can tap, which was 1,230 liters per palm, just one palm. And we have about 80 palms per hectare. By the time you extrapolate, we are not doing that. I'm not presenting that result here now. So these are some of the things we found out with the combination of nitrogen and potassium. 1.0 kilogram of nitrogen, 1.0 kilogram of potassium. So we found that nitrogen and potassium really have significant effect of the amount of flour that flowed. It also has significant influence on the time the flower started flowering. When fertilizer were applied, plants started flowering at 6 years. But where fertilizer were not applied, the plants started flowering at 8 years. And the lifespan of raffia palm is so short that at the time you don't apply fertilizer, it flowers at 8 years, you get nothing. So also, we also found out that the number of flower plants, like I said, was also highest at 97.6%, which was better than what we had in the control. Udom 2000 also elucidated our result also corroborated with what Udom got in 2000, that wine yield would depend on the number of healthy fronds removed while preparing the tree for tapping, and the number of spadices that are opened, and the duration of tapping. And Udom also, with some other workers who also worked on palm, they also observed that the number of palm leaf cut has direct effect on palm wine yield, and they reported that with a higher number of green leaf cut produced higher palm wine, which was significantly higher than where there was no fertilizer. And then the worker and the Mogi also did sometimes 2 years ago, also reported that raffia palm with higher number of spadices produced higher quantity of palm wine, which was significantly higher than where we have less spadices that are open. Then the tapping duration of raffia palm was also affected by the amount of combination of nitrogen and potassium that were added, which was also better than the control. What are the conclusions we want to take home from this experiment? Number one is that the effects of nitrogen or phosphorus are not isolated from those of other essential nutrients. Thus, adequate level of other nutrients such as phosphorus and magnesium must be maintained, because when we apply nitrogen and potassium, we also make sure that phosphorus and other elements we are not limiting. Also, we found, conclusion that nitrogen and potassium application increased palm wine yield more than 80% over the control. So nitrogen and potassium fertilizers application exhibited synergistic relation as application of nitrogen or potassium alone did not perform better than combined application of N and K. And also, N and K rate increased number of green leaf cut, number of spadices opened, and the tapping duration and palm wine yield. We want to make it known, because in our own observation, even though it was not written down, but from the field observation, fertilizer application should be done between late January and early February if you are going to get good yield from the combination of these elements. Thank you for listening.
We have a time for one question.
I have a question. You mentioned that raffia palm has grown in swampy areas.
Yes.
And they also grow naturally. So, what is the type of nitrogen fertilizer that you apply can affect the results that you've seen? Because it's in a swampy environment, what kind of fertilizer?
Well, the time the fertilizer is applied is not when the place is really swampy. You know, it goes through a period. By the time the water has not really come, that's when we apply the fertilizer and we apply urea.
It's still going urea. It's not going to be effective. Not
that's why I said we are reporting. We are doing a lot of combination of nitrogen and other elements.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. We'll take that into consideration too. But the one we did in the nursery, trying to simulate water in the nursery environment and probably what you have in the field. We also saw that there was a wonderful interaction though, but we are still working between water and fertilizer levels. So probably we'll take cognizance of nitrogen and other elements now. Thank you. Yes.
I'm wondering if you did an economic analysis to see if the end product increase in the year for end product actually would pay for the fertilizer.
Can you say it again, the end product?
Oh,
no, like that's what I said. I said we are just reporting this one first. We're going to do economic analysis because we believe we can get more yield than 1,230 liters. We believe we can get more than that. Uh-huh. So we are still working. Our goal is to get as much as up to 3,000, up to 4,000 liters, which is quite good for a farmer who wants to go into raffia palm production.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.